Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here with another podcast installation. A look into my life and how credit made my imaginations come true. All right. Today I want to talk about something that's kind of, you know, been heavy on my mind since the onset of 2020. Right? I've been looking back over the last couple of years, assessing some of my performance, assessing the performance of the industry that I'm in, and just reflecting to get a good plan of action for going forward. So we all do this when we're creating our New Year's resolutions, what's working, what's not working, how to systematize what is working, how to scale, how to package and brand ourselves. And you know, interestingly enough, I'm a marketer at heart. I'm a brand specialist at heart. I'm a whole life coach at heart. And I say this a lot to my mentees and my students, because sometimes when you're coaching on marketing, on branding, on social media, you end up coaching also about mindset, beliefs. And I'm really big on mindset and belief tactics and strategies, because interestingly enough, even if you have a gift, if you don't know how to believe in your gift, if you don't know how to brand yourself to have people find you because of your gift, you'll find yourself walking around with a gift that is not doing you any good, because you're still working in a field or working for other people to perform and perfect their gifts. We call those employees. And you're silently dying every day inside. I call it becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. Let me say that again. I call it becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. The silent death, when you just kind of give up on your gift in your mind for a season, for a month, for a year, to get some things together in your life, to perfect, you know, some basics in your life, basic housing, basic transportation, basic clothing, you know, basic credit. So some of these basics sometimes take over your focus on your gift, and you find yourself working on your talent. You find yourself forfeiting the work in the area of your gifting to work in the area of your talent. Now, many people think talent and gifting is the same thing. Talent is a behavior that was learned from repetition. Talent is a behavior that's learned from modeling someone else. Gifting is something that is so organic and so natural that you shock and awestruck yourself when you witness or review what you've accomplished and how effortlessly you accomplished it. I feel so passionate about seeing people work in their gifts, because their gifting will always provide for them. Talent will have you wavering and blowing in and out of the wind. One minute you have everything you need, the next minute you don't. That's when you know you're relying on your talent. Your gifting will give you an overflow. Your gifting will provide so much more than you need that you become a present in the presence of other people. You become a present in the presence of other people. And what I mean by that is you now pour out into other people's lives your gifting to the degree that they feel so grateful that you were there, that you were in their presence. I tell people all the time, there's a difference, a distinct difference between being thankful and being grateful. See, being thankful is paying homage to someone that has given their talent to you, and you pay homage through your words. Oh, thank you so much for that. You pay homage in giving money for that, or giving an exchange of your talent for their talent. That's thankful. Okay, but grateful. Grateful is when you exchange gift for gift. There is no need for the exchange of money, the exchange of a measure of how much was given in exchange for what was received. Gifting is an unconditional pouring out of something that you would do for free because it feels so good to you to give that gifting. I tell people all the time, it's kind of like the sun. When I discovered what the sun is made of, it blew my mind. But the sun is a gift to all mankind that we could not pay for. We could not give talent in exchange for. It's something that we could not earn enough to have it shine. But guess what? Let's look at how it shines. The sun is made of two components, two elements. Two main elements, hydrogen. Hydrogen burns off and creates helium. The byproduct of helium when it burns off is hydrogen. So there's this beautiful dance of reciprocity in the core functionality, the core ingredients, the core makeup of the sun, where these two components burn off, pour out all they have. That's the burning off. And at the end of their burning off of all they have, they become something new that burns off all it has and gives back and recreates what just died to give to the last creation. And they do that beautiful dance of reciprocity, which creates that ball of light in the sky that gives us all life. Now, how do I segue this into what we've been talking about when we talk about credit reports and data reports? Well, I would like to humbly submit to you, the credit report is like the hydrogen. It burns off, and the essence of it is born, which is the data report. Data is the essence of all credit reports. They are only called credit reports because the data is compiled in a way where it is most conducive for those that need to review it for credit. Opportunities for credit. Marketplace opportunities for credit. This is the only reason why the credit report is important. But the data report, when the data is distilled down to its core ingredient for it to be used in a credit report, thus the data report births the credit report. When the credit report is distilled down to its core ingredients, it's back to a data report. And this is the light that shines over the applicant who's looking to get credit in the marketplace. And that light is either bright enough to entice a lender, a bank, an auto dealer, a mortgage banker to provide life or the source that that individual that's applying for that particular instrument to be fulfilled, that becomes the life force for them when that service provider or that source, that banker, that lender, that mortgage bank, the auto dealer gives that applicant an approval. Okay? So now that we know, when we're talking about credit reports, we're talking about talent. We're talking about general knowledge, talent, something someone learned from someone else, something someone modeled from someone else. So when I look at the industry, the credit industry, I see a lot of modeling, a lot of learning from other people. So much so that everyone is saying the same thing, just repackaging it. None of it is being distilled down and burned off to become something else, to renew something else. Everyone's complaining, saying the industry's a scam. Everyone's upset because they're not sure who to go to because no one looks like anything different. No one sounds like anything different. Everyone sounds just alike. We're taking the same ingredients and creating the same thing, just different shapes. But the ingredient is the same. So when someone comes out and says, oh no, credit scores are being trumped by wealth score, they go, well, what is the wealth score? When I say, oh no, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion is being trumped by SageStream, Innovis, and Advanced Resolution Solutions, they go, well, who are those companies? When I say, oh no, the supplemental data on your credit report is more important to the bankers and lenders than the primary data, people go, oh no, what is the supplemental data? When I say the soft inquiries are the actual banks that like you versus the hard inquiries are the banks and lenders that you like, people go, oh no, where are the soft inquiries? When I say the consumer report is more important than the credit report when you're reviewing yourself to determine how you need to work on your consumer report, people go, oh no, I have a copy of my credit report. What is the difference between the information that everyone is talking about and the information that so few of us is talking about? Well, let's talk about that, because there's fields of study in every field where there's general information that everyone knows, and then there's specialized information. The general information is the talented. Everyone has it. The medical field has a group of talented doctors, right? What are the group of doctors that are different? They're called specialty doctors, right? There's a specialized service. You have to have a referral to go to the specialized doctor. They're the specialists. So you go to your general practitioner. When their knowledge is not specialized or distilled down enough to the essential issue that you're having, they give you a referral to a specialist. The specialist has specialized knowledge. Then they refer you back to your general practitioner. You see that reciprocity, that cyclical dance between the general practitioner and the specialist? Well, that's the same dance between the credit report and the consumer report. That's the same dance between the credit report and the data report. That's the same dance between the wealth score and the credit score. And the reason that most of the doctors have to give you the referral is because not that they're not good enough to handle what you need from them. It's just because they don't specialize in the specificity of that issue you're having. They're aware of it, but they didn't get the additional training. So they send you to a specialist. So when I'm out talking and I'm having workshops, I'm teaching specialized knowledge that I got trained in 15 years looking at consumer reports and figuring out why were banks and lenders pushing back with people that had 800 credit scores, 750 credit scores, perfect credit reports, good time on the job, consistent job history. Why were banks and lenders pushing back and not giving these people loans? Creating a dossier all those years trying to figure out and break the code. There is a credit codex. I discovered a credit codex. And this codex was mainly the data reports, the specialized knowledge, the specialized reports. So when I'm talking to people in these workshops, my mentees, my students, and I post stuff on social media, on this podcast, many people, because they go to their mentor and say, well, what is this gentleman's talking about? And they go, oh, that's not important. We just need to worry about your debt to income, your credit utilization, your credit capacity, your mix of credit accounts, how long you've been in the bureau, your credit history, your payment history. They're talking the same thing, just giving you different angles on how to look at it. And you leave thinking you got it all figured out. And the only thing you tell people when you talk to them is, my credit score is 740. My credit score is 780. And when you get declined, you feel baffled. You're vexed. Why am I declined? Well, there's something else. There's something else. The specialized knowledge that you need. The light that you have on what works in the credit industry is a dim light. It's like the moonlight. It's not the sunlight. And we all know the lunar light is where they get the word lunatic, and it's running you crazy to try to figure out how to make this credit thing work. The specialized knowledge is the difference between having a black card and a platinum credit card. The specialized knowledge is the difference between having a investment property that you got funded versus having a primary residence. The specialized knowledge is the difference between having a business line of credit versus a personal line of credit for your business. Business credit cards versus having personal credit cards for your business. Specialized knowledge is more important. It's the gifting. It's not the talent. Right now, there's so many people in the credit industry that are so talented. They can do amazing podcasts, amazing workshops, amazing social media posts. They're on all the stages speaking. When they come off the stage and I ask them, why didn't you speak on data reports? They look at me like a deer in the headlights. And I know they don't know. But I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to hear them speak, because it gives me hope that the industry is still alive and eventually we're going to get around to talking about data reports. Yes, a few of them will tell you LexisNexis. A few of them will tell you SageStream. A few of them will tell you Innovus. A few of them will tell you Check Systems. A few of them will tell you Finicity. But I can't wait till the industry is specialized, where we're talking about the actual reports that the lenders and bankers, the mortgage companies, the auto dealers are looking at. These reports trump credit reports. The scores that are on these reports trump credit scores. So I'm hoping that we'll all come together and birth out of the industry a group of specialists. Yeah, we have some guys that can tell you about the eOscar. We have some guys that'll tell you about the Metro 1 and the Metro 2. That's disputing tactics. That's credit repair. I'm talking about data report repair. Okay? I remember some time ago, there were some challenges in my family. One of my family members was acting out. We couldn't figure out why. Every time we went to the doctor, the general practitioner, they said, oh, it's mood swings. That happens. Oh, it's depression. Oh, it's anxiety. But I met a doctor that was a specialist and said, oh, no, that's the symptoms. The problem is hormonal. It's chemical. It's a nutritional problem that has to do with the vitamin panel. Ask the general practitioner to give a referral to a nutritionist, a hormonal doctor, and check the vitamin panel, check the hormones. And lo and behold, all the general practitioner's efforts were, you know, great. But they were exhausted. But the specialist, oh, an entirely new field. My family member got the actual treatment to not only cure the symptoms, but to go to the core of the problem. If you're struggling, trying to figure out why your credit isn't availing to you the kind of leverage and the approvals and the kind of credit you need for your imaginations to come true, go to a specialist. Find out about the underlying problem. It's the data reports. The FTC, in the second week of December 2019, hosted a workshop. The Federal Trade Commission hosted a workshop about data reports. One was the background data report, which my background data report had so much negative information about me that when bankers and lenders were accessing my background report, unbeknownst to me, they were viewing me as a risk to loan money to, because my background was horrific and the information on my background didn't belong to me. On my background report, none of the information belonged to me. I show everyone I meet that report to show them, look how erroneous, how inaccurate this information can be, and you're not aware of yours? You haven't reviewed your data reports? Well, I say, if you don't know, you don't know. But then when you know, you can't say you didn't know anymore. All right? If you want to talk more, go to my GabrielEBrown.com site. I just created that site in the last year, year and a half, but I have not been promoting it. And there's a link there. where you can schedule a one-on-one with me. Let me reveal some of the specialized knowledge I have for free. I also have a new book out called Scores of Secret Data Reports. That's Scores of Secret Data Reports, and I give it to all my mentees. I'm willing to send you a copy of the book. I didn't publish it because I wanted it to just be specifically for my mentees. If you reach out to me and schedule a one-on-one free consultation by going to GabrielEBrown.com, that's GabrielEBrown.com, and there's a link there where you can schedule to talk with me. If you want to interview me or have me on your podcast or have me work with you at one of your workshops or masterclasses, I also have a website, interviewgabrielbrown.com. Interviewgabrielbrown.com. And there's a link there also where you can find my events, where I'm going to be speaking, and you can schedule me to speak at one of your events. I'm very excited to share this information with you. So if you reach out to me and we do the consultation, I'll give you a copy of my new book, and it's very much filled with specialized knowledge about data reports, okay? And this is for a limited time. I'm not going to give these away forever, okay? And then if you also go to interviewgabrielbrown.com, you can find links there where you can also see where my events are and bring me to one of your events if you would like to have me speak and share this information with your group. Until the next podcast, I'm signing off, and I look forward to speaking with you again.